We're messing up hair already. This is the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. This is Saturday afternoon. Essentials of estate planning. I get to do this on site with my favorite people over at the Conti Law Firm, ContiLawPGH.com. Your legal concierge, 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239. I'm at the OG location. They let me back in, the non-law firm law firm. I'm here in the offices, the comfort room, correct?
Yes.
The comfort room is 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. That's the original location of Conti Law. Also the Waynesburg location, shout out to them as well. 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Thanks for letting me back in.
You're always welcome here.
Love coming here. Love talking about the essentials of estate planning. And a lot of stuff going on here.
It's been a week.
You had a lot of grievances to get off your chest. We're not even in Festivus yet, but a lot of grievances and a lot of things happening here at the old firm.
It's never boring. It's never boring here. It's always something.
It's always something. And it should always be something, right, in terms of this, because families are, what you do reflects the family dynamic, right? It's always something with a family, and especially in the processes of the complexities that are involved with estate planning, right? I mean, you want to talk about it's always something. I mean, the family dynamic itself is always something.
And I say we wear multiple hats.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm an attorney, but more so, I think the staff and I become therapists, wouldn't you agree,
sure.
Corey, over time?
Corey's here with us, too.
Corey's here. We love Corey.
Hello.
It's her work anniversary this week.
Oh, it is? All right. All right. How many years?
4 years.
All right.
No,
congratulations.
I said five.
No.
Okay.
Four.
Well, it depends on the gift you get at the whatever the five-year gift is versus the four-year gift.
Right, exactly.
5 years is what? I don't know. I was married four, so I don't even know what 5 years for.
I don't know. I know papers one. Isn't paper
oh, for real?
The first year?
I get lots of paper.
I got paper after four, so I don't know what we're talking about here. It turned to give me paper after four.
Ooh, I have to Google that for next year.
There you go.
There you go with the anniversary. So all good there. So, yeah, a lot of stuff happening here at the old firm, is it not, Corey?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
Every day is something different, something new.
Sure.
It's definitely never dull.
Sure.
So we're constantly busy,
there we go.
Which is a good thing.
Sure, sure.
Very good thing. So.
So, again, a lot of people come through these doors here at 7880 Steubenville Pike. A lot of people call in 724-784-0239. And I'm sure it's probably, you talk about wearing multiple hats. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a lot of things you have to, it's almost like I hate using the cliche, but it's almost a cliche. It's almost like you're a juggler, right? Having to keep a lot of different balls in the air, keeping a lot of different concerns in the air from different people. Because as we've talked about many times here on the show, no families are the same. This is, each family is a snowflake unto itself in terms of the different things they bring to the table and different complexities.
Absolutely. Every client that we have is different.
Mm-hmm.
So we never know what we're going to get,
right.
A lot of people, I was thinking, about different things.
Sure.
And I was always like, people don't want to. Let's back it up.
Right.
I'm playing receptionist today.
Yeah, right, okay? right.
And,
I noticed that, right.
We make an appointment for somebody. We send a questionnaire out.
Sure.
Do we have to fill this out?
Sure.
Well, you don't have to.
Right.
However, it helps the attorney when you come in that know what's, a little bit of background of yourself.
Right, right, right.
Because everybody's different. Not those questionnaires, ever how many we have, they're all different.
Sure.
So when you come in and meet with Michelle or Blake, they have this questionnaire and they can say, okay, well, I can at least have a little bit of a direction if they need a trust, if they need a will.
Right.
It's just everybody's different, and it helps.
It's a guide path. I mean, not everybody has, this is not like a one-size-fits-all, obviously not.
Right.
It's not like some sort of, value menu you can order at a fast food restaurant. I mean, everybody has their own a la carte, we'll go there, kind of concern that they need to bring to the table,
right,
with you guys. And the fact that you're working receptionist, I was told, jury duty, correct? That was the...
Allison's on jury duty, so we're filling in her position, which is a very tough position in my eyes.
I remember talking to another business owner back in the day, and that was one of the first things they insisted that everybody do in the company, work every other position for one day, even if you have zero experience or competency or anything in that regard, or professional obligations, obviously, clearly aside, right? I mean, in terms of like passing certain requirements and things like that, those concerns aside, that was like one of the first things they had part on everybody else. Make sure you do other people's jobs so you can appreciate what they do and appreciate how their role
absolutely
interfaces with everything else, makes the whole even greater.
They
that was almost a requirement of working that job, is that, okay, we'll hire you to do A, we're going to pay you to do A, but do B, do C, do D, do E, do F, do, so you know what they do
exactly.
And can appreciate everybody's roles accordingly.
Well, I definitely have a great appreciation for Allison.
Sure.
Because that job, that, to me, that's tough because you're the first line, you know,
the front
you're
the front lines, yeah.
You know, when you answer that phone, you don't know what you're going to get on
right,
the line.
At right.
least when I make a phone call or somebody's transferred to me, I know what I have an idea of what I'm getting.
Sure, right, right.
But out of the front desk, I have no idea when I pick up the phone what
yeah.
they're going to need.
And yeah, live bullets.
Just, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's tough. I think it's tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because it's the front person for any company, any organization is that person. That person is as important as anybody. Because, again, you're the first person they meet. The mm-hmm. first person when they call 724-784-0239. First person they talk to. When you come out to 78 East Louisville Pike, as we are right now here in this fantastic facility, the first person you see when you walk through the door,
right.
it makes an impression.
Exactly. And Allison is great.
Sure.
I can't say good enough stuff about her. She's awesome.
Absolutely.
So she's fantastic.
Now, I'm unlike Corey because yes. I love that position.
Sure.
My only problem is if I have to transfer the line, I hang up on them. Because I don't know how to use our phone system.
I hear you.
Me neither.
It's fun. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, if I hang up on you, please call back.
They'll call back.
Even when, remember when I have to conference people in when we first started? We
yes.
got a new system when we moved here.
Right.
And I hung up on people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
oh, sure.
Now I have conferencing yep. down pat. But it is tough because sometimes you have the crazies and
right.
you have to, you know, be able to listen and then say, we don't do that. I know the other day Casey was filling in and that
okay.
we have so many people, even attorneys are up here, whoever's free.
Sure. Right. Right.
Goes up there. So Allison, come back from jury duty.
But jealous.
We are jealous. But somebody called in and wanted, and I can't remember what exactly they asked us for, but
right.
I believe maybe a bankruptcy attorney. We don't do that.
Sure.
So if it doesn't fall under the purview of estate planning, administration, guardianship, business, real estate, we don't handle that.
Right.
And so Casey told them, unfortunately, none of the attorneys practice in that area here. However, we'll refer you to the Allegheny County Bar Association. They have a referral line, and then they can put you in place with somebody.
It's what they do.
Correct.
Right.
Well, they got mad at her, mm-hmm. and they were screaming.
Oh.
And so after the phone call ended, she came in, and she was like, apparently you're supposed to learn how to do this today, because they
right.
want to come in. The other thing we were talking about, you made the mention earlier about how it's everybody's not the same, right?
Right.
I mean, all situations are different.
Sure.
We hear some really interesting stories about the family dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, how whatever your situation is, you don't have to figure out the legal end of it. You tell us what you want.
Right.
And then it's our job to make the verbiage in the document reflect what you want, right? Words matter.
Sure.
And I always laugh when two things, when somebody calls and they say, well, I'm free tomorrow.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
Well, unfortunately, we're not.
That's great.
I might, you know, we had somebody come in, all the attorneys
sure.
were in court and they came in and insisted a meeting that day at that time when they entered
oh.
the door and they
all
were
right,
like,
then.
We don't even have anybody to look at you, you know,
right.
besides Allison.
Right. Here were two or three golf courses in the area. Just spend
your
time.
Oh, yeah. I hate golf. So it always makes me laugh when they call. Like if I called my doctor and was like, I'm
right.
free tomorrow.
Right.
And
yes.
we're like, great. We're right. not.
Good for you.
You know, go get Starbucks. But the other one that makes me laugh is when I sit with somebody in a consultation, we go through their options and they say, okay, this happened this week. We're going to retain you.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit here for 10 minutes if you just want to put the documents together. I mean, this is not online. You fill in your name
no.
and I spit something out.
Like, right.
We actually think about what we do. And there's a lot of effort.
Sure.
And it goes through many processes. I draft it. It goes to Casey to review. Casey draft, you know, reviews,
right.
changes, goes back to the clients. We come back and forth. We use it as a working draft. But I always laugh when somebody expects to see us that day or that the documents literally can be produced in 20 minutes.
It really is a function of just, and this is a very important discussion for people out there in listener land, really just managing expectations.
Right.
And to hear you talk about this and to hear what you go through doing in terms of a daily day, an everyday basis, a daily, you know, register of what you guys do, it definitely helps people out there to manage expectations, to know what to expect from your end when you call 724-784-0239, what you're getting into when you make that call or coming into the office. is that, you know, this is, appreciate the fact that this not, it's not some sort of one size fits all kind of thing. Appreciate the fact that your case is going to be different than the one before you and the one after you. Appreciate all those different complexities and let the professionals, you guys, do your work.
Well, and I think
let you cook, as the kids say.
Let us cook. I think the time element's important. You know, if you come in for estate planning, if you come in for the real estate, some transactional matter,
sure,
that can be done, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Right.
When you deal with Corey, when somebody passes, because she handles all estates here, again, it makes me chuckle, when they think the estate can be done in 2 weeks, right. Corey, how long does it take?
Oh, almost a year.
Wow.
It can take up to a year.
Wow.
Yes.
And if they're fighting, much longer.
Yes. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a year's being generous. That's right. That's if probably everything
average,
goes smoothly.
Right. Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's just the complexities. Again, people clearly, by your Michigan, don't necessarily, to a person, appreciate that and to appreciate the depth of it. Because, again, these are not easy. These are not similar. These are not cookie cutter by any means.
And I like the ones that say, well, why can't I do this online? Like a will or... Yeah, you,
right.
you
oh,
yes,
sure.
absolutely, you can do them online. Are they going to be right? I don't know.
Right.
Probably not. If you die and you have an online will, if it's wrong, there's nothing you
can
do.
There's lots of hoops.
It really speaks to the idea that, you know, cliche as it may be, you get what you pay for, right? Mm-hmm. You get what you pay for, you get out of it when you put into it. And if you want to go online, viable option, 100% viable.
If you want to do it that way, go ahead.
Right.
At least here, they're going to be done right.
Yes.
And, you know, when that person passes, you can be assured that their documents are right.
Yeah, and it's one thing if you're doing like an Amazon order or something where, you can return it or whatever. But with something with this degree of depth, with this clearly and obviously degree of complexity, you want to make sure it's done right.
Absolutely, because you can't change it.
No, you can't.
Can't change it.
Not
right?
Once you're dead.
No, I mean, once you're dead, you can't change anything. Sure and that's just...
Well, the other one that makes me laugh is, obviously, we don't handle divorces here.
Right.
But I was meeting with somebody who, she's a client, but she used to work in HR. And so she was telling me horror stories about how they would work with the employee. And when they got divorced, at least half, and this is a big company, of the employees never updated beneficiary designations. So she said, let me ask you what happens. And I said, oh, is the ex still the beneficiary? Now, this sounds really mundane, really basic. We harp, by we, I mean me.
Right.
I harp on we need to confirm beneficiary designations, primary and contingent.
Sure.
Not only if you get divorced, but if you have minor kids involved, there's specific verbiage you have to use. It's not Joe inherits, great. And then what happens?
Right.
Do you understand what it means if you make your estate the beneficiary? So we asked these questions, but so she told me about 50% of the employees never updated the beneficiaries after a divorce. And she said, so what happens? Because they're remarried. So the new spouse just gets it, right? And I laughed and I said, no, that's not what happens. The beneficiary designation trumps all. And if you couldn't take those 5 minutes to fill out the paperwork or log into your account and fill online who you want to inherit, whoever you list when you're dead, whoever's listed gets it.
Wow.
End of the day. So we had that happen where, I mean, I'll tell a story. This is my girlfriend, like one of my best friends from growing
Spill
up.
The tea.
Her father was one of my favorite people, and he passed, unfortunately, 2 years ago. So he has an ex-wife. He has two girls.
Sure.
And him. And so they got divorced. She's been remarried 30 years.
Right.
And he didn't update beneficiaries.
Oh.
So he passed. My girlfriend called me and said, I handled it, but... So she's very much like me. And she said to me.
She led with that.
She said to me, can you believe when I called my mother and said, Daddy still left you on.
Mm-hmm.
You're remarried to Joe. I don't even know what his name is. Where you were remarried. Don't you think that me and my sister should inherit that money? Not you as ex-spouse who left him because you had an affair and you remarried the guy. She went on and on. I still remember I was doing laundry. I was folding towels. And she called me and I'm cracking up. And she said, you know she gets that, right? And I said, yeah, I know. Very well.
Who's she talking to?
Because she called the company and they were like, well, she inherits it unless she'll disclaim. And do you know, now I did not have to get involved, but do you know that mother, so ex-wife, for months refused. So my girlfriend calls me back and says, well, she said she's going to take it. And I said, she has to pay inheritance tax on it. And as a non-spouse and non-lineal heir, she's paying 15%.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you figure something out? And sure. Anyway, at the end of the day, she did disclaim it went to the girls where it should have gone. But that's a perfect example that he never updated that. I don't know why. And you can't, unfortunately, right? Dead people can't talk. We don't know the answers why. But it's important. So something as basic as beneficiary designations, you're paying thousands of dollars for a divorce. You don't have to pay anybody to update that form.
You could, now, we talk about this on the radio, but how much in terms of the day-to-day execution of these things at the law firm itself, how much maybe, I can hear the frustration in your voice, how much compulsion is there on your end, or obligation for that matter, to almost handhold, to ask your client to, are you doing these things?
Well, I had a call, we did an estate plan in 2017, 18, and what we do, especially when we do trust work, is we'll create the documents. Sure. And I always tell them, we will assist you with funding.
Okay.
But only to the extent that you're willing to do it, right? I can't sign your name.
Right.
What we have to request, now back in the old days when I started practicing, I could contact the company directly and say, I need a change of beneficiary, change of ownership form, and they would send it to us. Now they won't. Okay. So even back then, they wouldn't. So I have notes, and we take very, very precise notes. They're scanned into our system. So when 10 years later someone calls, I can refer back because I don't remember.
Right.
So we did this estate plan. Half of, at the signing meeting, half of the forms were completed. We filled them out. We'll mail them in, fax them in, you know, keep record of that. The other ones they have to request, what we always offer is once you get those, I will help you fill them out. I will fill them out for you. All you have to do is sign and date them.
Hmm.
We'll scan them in our system so we have a copy. We'll make you a copy so you have a copy in your file. And then send them off. So we get this phone call last week, and it's all the kids. And there were four accounts. Three were put into this trust. One wasn't.
Oh, boy.
And I said, well, I have my notes here. We had the initial paperwork was sent. The company sent mom paperwork to complete. I have notes from May, June, and July of that year where I followed up and said, you must sign this. If you want me to help you to fill it out, come on in.
Right.
Nothing happened. She never filled them out. And I can't call you every month.
Right.
You know, if you, I've called you three times.
Within reason, right?
If you're not going to do it, I can't make
you. Three strikes, you're out, like baseball.
Yes.
Or softball.
So now the question is, well, you know, especially if you're using a more advanced trust, right?
Because
there's a 5-year look back period. All of that matters, the timing. Nothing was done. And so now they're saying, well, now we're going to do it. Well, okay, does that defeat the purpose? Maybe not, because we could still put it in there.
Right.
But all of those things matter. Like the old saying, you can lead the horse to water, but I can't make you follow up with me. And I tell people, look, we have a relationship, like it or not, for as long as you want.
Right.
And I will help you do all of this, but only if you take the initiative. I can't call you every week. Did you get the paperwork? You ready to fill it out? If you don't call me back, then that falls on you. So things do fall between the cracks. We lose them. But again, our job is to make sure we tell you, this is what has to happen. Here's your homework.
Inform them. Right.
And then we'll help you fill it out.
Sure.
But so that's on you at that point.
A reasonable degree of handholding.
Correct.
Not too much, but a reasonable degree. You know, again, because you're the one that's also dealing from the point of knowledge.
Right.
By and large, a person walking off the street to either location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, or this location right here, 7880 Superville Pike, isn't necessarily going to know that per se. It's also your job to inform them, and your responsibility to inform them of what they do, not make them do it per se. Friendly, gentle, respectful reminders. But
now Corey's role, there's a lot of handholding, and I'll let you speak to that. But I mean, it is important because there are deadlines.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I was going to bring that up in the estate process. There's many deadlines.
Oh, sure.
So,
and this is something clearly that you would know that me or somebody else walking up the street wouldn't necessarily know. I mean, there's probably elements of this, and I'm sure you guys get this on the front lines. I'm sure Allison gets it all the time when as a receptionist.
Yes.
People coming to you with misguided assumptions for whatever the reason, or things they think they know about this.
Exactly.
In this case, in your case, with dealing with estates, I'm sure the breadth of knowledge is on your end, and you're telling me a lot of things I probably never heard before,
right,
unless I maybe
exactly
did a previous time.
There's many deadlines for the estates. You know, you get a 5% discount on inheritance tax if paid within 90 days of the the date of death. Then there's the 9 month, like there's 9 month to file the return. So there's many different things that, you know, I have to keep going back with people, you know, I need this. And a lot of people, I think, are under the impression that I have, that I can just pull up everything.
Right, right.
I still need help. Like I can, you get me the information, I will help you with that, you know?
Sure.
So a lot of times I have to go to them. I need this. I need this. You know, I need this from you.
Right.
Okay. And then I have, again, I have to go back and forth with them with that. But I'm like, then I, you know, I want to make sure I have that in writing.
Sure.
So if they miss that deadline, I can say, Michelle, I told them, here it is, you know, that the deadline was on April 4th, you know, and they didn't get what I needed, you know? So they missed it.
Yeah. So it's tough, but, tough for them to an extent. But I mean, I guess that's also part of, that's part of what you do to help serve people. Is again, leading a horse to water versus making them drink.
I mean,
you only have so much you can do and so much to say, because again, you're the one dealing with the point of knowledge from this regard. And to be able to take what you do and impart on them, there has to be that communication. Obviously, you do in your end, because it's your every day.
It is. And I you know, I tell people, I say to the clients, I will do whatever I can to help you.
Right.
And I can do most of this stuff. I will do it. However, I still need you to provide me with the information. I don't know what your mom, I don't know what bank accounts she had. At least get me some information on what, at least what banks to go to. So, and sometimes they don't know.
And there's also the hat you wear to be respectful of the fact that, and cognizant of the fact that what you do in your interaction with this client is a piece of a bigger puzzle that the client's dealing with on their end,
right?
With a whole bunch of other people,
exactly.
Talking money, real estate, like all the, and not to mention the overall grief of the,
right.
The
you know,
emotional
dealing,
loss,
right? And you know, these people are mourning,
right.
So you have to kind of, it's like you don't want to keep nagging at them because they're mourning, but I need this
that's a tricky balance. I mean, that's something that I got to think has to come with time to appreciate that. I mean, it's one thing to be by the book and I need this by then, and you got to do this and without any sort of appreciation for what the person on the other end is going through. That's got to come with time, experience, and everything else.
It's hard. And if you think about it, 90 days from the date of death is 3 months.
Right.
I mean, that's not a lot of time.
It is not.
So, you know, and a lot of times we get them, they miss because they wait, you know, and I get it. You know, mourning's a tough thing, you know, losing somebody's tough. So they might not call till after the 90 days.
Right.
So it's like, well, you missed the deadline. And most of the time we understand. However, but think about it. 3 months is not, after somebody dies, it's not that long.
It really isn't. And again, everybody's different, right? It's one thing if it's 3 months after the date of the death of somebody who themselves, I mean, there's a buy-in understanding, I got to think, to this whole process of engaging with a Conti law that, okay, I'm doing this, I'm calling you, I'm making that call to 724-784-0239. I make that call because I anticipate this coming at some point.
Right. Exactly.
Tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 5 years, whatever. It's going to happen at some point. So, you know, I'm sure it's probably a different case between somebody who you have to remind for 9 days who lost somebody who's been fighting for whatever, cancer or something for years. And you saw this day coming, it's just a matter of when.
Right.
As opposed to somebody who had a car accident.
Right, exactly. Right?
I mean, it's two different
two different things. Two different ball games.
Yeah, two different lanes of grief.
Exactly. So it's just, you know, how to gauge each person that I talk to.
And each one's different.
And I learned, you know, I usually know the first conversation I have with them, what direction I have to go with
them.
So, you know, that's my job.
It is your job, and one that you relish here at Conti Law, I'm sure. Again, 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239. Michelle left the room, too. I handle a client that walked in, so it's just you and me. So,
absolutely.
Love that you guys, very much appreciate you guys inviting me into this place.
Oh, we love having you.
Love getting the tour, love getting to talk to everybody here, because, again, so many people, we'll end with how we led here, so many people wear so many different hats here, and it's clear that, you know, everybody appreciates each other and there's no animosity towards within the system here. Mm-hmm. And that helps, because what happens inside reflects and radiates what happens outside.
Absolutely.
Here. And absolutely. If somebody walks into the office here at 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette or 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, and sees that, again, it's all about being welcoming. It's all about being inviting.
Absolutely.
I say it often when I come in here. This is a very inviting facility. This isn't that cold corporate law firm
not
that you
all.
See on TV or the movies or something to that effect.
No, that's right. And we all, all of us get along here.
Like, exactly.
We love, it's like family. It's like a second family for us. I feel, sure. You know, I just, you know, I'm the oldest one here. And I love the girls.
And just watching it, even anecdotally, as we wrap things up here, I'm sitting up here, I'm plugging in, I'm dialing in, I'm interfacing with the radio station back at the office, and just seeing the interaction that I see out in the hall with you and Michelle and Allison and Casey and everybody else. But, Corey, thank you so much for joining in and stepping in while Michelle is out here.
Of course.
Gonna wrap things up here on the talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. This is Essentials of Estate Planning. Daryl Grandy on site, 7880 Steubenville Pike here in North Bend, the original location for Conti Law, ContiLawPGH.com. Your legal concierge, that's what they are here. Michelle Conti and the team, Corey included, Allison, Casey, Blake, everybody here. Just a phenomenal, fantastic group of people. Love coming into Interface. And the ones I haven't met yet, Jason and some of the other ones,
Alex,
here,
yeah.
And Alex as well, and the ones on Waynesburg as well. Mm. So many great people here. I'm very excited to be able to come out here and do this. This is Essentials of Estate Planning here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. It's what we do every Saturday afternoon right here. And we're on site here at the 7880 Steubenville Pike original location. We'll see you right back here in 7 days. Have a great rest of your weekend. Take care.